101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Become part of the exciting field of information technology with your degree in information technology at Keiser University. Computer system administrators, computer support specialists are in demand, and job prospects will be best for college graduates with the latest skills. At Keiser, you'll have access to the technology used by professionals in the field and gain the specialized skill employers are looking for. Get started on your career in information technology now by calling Keiser University at 1-888-980-6755. Since 1977, we've been dedicated to helping students advance their careers. Class schedules are flexible with college campuses throughout the state. Chances are, there's a campus near you. Keiser offers convenient one-class-at-a-time scheduling to help you balance school and work. To learn more about how you can start a career in information technology, call Keiser University to speak with an admissions counselor today at 1-888-980-6755. That's 1-888-980-6755.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Looks like we have an accident on the north side on the east beltway, 295 northbound. That's the ramp to Alta Drive. Also, if you're heading northbound on I-95, be aware now, mile marker 24 in Camden County in Georgia, it's closed there at I-95 because of a vehicle that has turned over. All right, we've got more showers on the way possibly this evening and tomorrow again. The high tomorrow, 89. Right now, it's 85.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, author of Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Trump's War, and God, Faith, and Reason, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation. Today we're talking about socialism. Socialism, it's on the lips of the left. They're saying, call me a socialist, I don't give a damn. That's Ms. Cortez. And of course, Bernie Sanders started this rot. Where it will go, no one knows. Will there be a route after Trump where America moves so far to the left that we witness the equivalent of a Bolshevik revolution in the United States of America? Huh? Why is my phrase, mass hysteria, suddenly catching fire? Where even Rush Limbaugh is accidentally blurting out the phrase mass hysteria against Donald Trump. You do know that my big book, Stop Mass Hysteria, will be out October 9th, but everyone's using it and they hate me. Why is this suddenly happening? But the big question is, what would you do if the far left takes control of the United States? Do you have plans? Have you created backup plans for what they might do to your property, to your guns, to your speech, to your children? What might they do? We don't know what they might do, but we know what the left has done in other countries once they've taken over. Huh? Look at Venezuela. Look at the ex-Soviet Union. You want to know what could happen? And you're saying it can't happen here? Well, then don't listen to this show, because it's already happening here on the left. And if you want to feed that monster, go ahead and catch some fish. And remember, stop mass hysteria, America's insanity. America's insanity, from the Salem witch trials to the Trump witch hunt, from the Red Scare to Russian collusion, is my book, and it's coming out, and you can pre-order it now to make sure you get a copy, because this one's, it's going to be printed out. I know what's going to happen. It is going to be my last political book. And if you want to add it to what's going on and want to know how to stop it from metastasizing into a full-blown revolution, then buy Stop Mass Hysteria and put it on your coffee table and take it to work. This goes for all the people in the middle as well. We're also talking about other topics. George Soros trying to paint himself as a moderate in a big New York Times interview. London police, run by a Muslim, failing to record 100,000 crimes, including sex offenses. That's government under Sharia. That's slow Sharia, fast Sharia. Tell that to the women who are being raped. Whatever it is, it's disgusting. Democrats in the establishment seem to be pushing war with Russia. Why is that? I'm not like Zhivago. I'm more like Zorba the Greek. I'm like the living embodiment of the Zorba character in Kazantzakis' novel. You understand that or not? Remember that great scene in Zorba the Greek where he leans out of the window in his last day and he's holding on to the windowsill looking out at the horizon? He says to the girl, turns around, he says, played by Anthony Quinn, "A man like me should live 1,000 years and then he dies." What a great, great story that is. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, I can't promise you that. Well, socialism is in the air. Everyone thinks it's something brand new. The morons, the drug-addicted college generation, has no idea that socialism has been tried. It's always failed, never worked anywhere. Now you'll tell me about Finland, okay? You know what? You don't know anything about Finland. The reason it works there is because the North Sea oil keeps producing money. You understand that? We don't have oil offshore to produce a universal basic freeloading system for a bunch of bums like you. And the reason it's failed everywhere it's been tried is because you have to use other people's money to make it work. And as Margaret Thatcher famously said, socialism is a great system until you run out of other people's money. Get it? And yet you get people coming along like the Seltzer Man, Bernie Sanders, Union Square commie, New York style, knew the type as a child. Everyone had a bad cousin or uncle like him with a dirty suit, bad shoes, bad wife, no car, rode the subway. Couldn't get to first base, lived underneath the L somewhere in the Bronx. A miserable human being, never had a decent job in his life. Resented everybody else in the family. His tie was stained, the shirt was stained, the suit was stained, and he always talked about communism. And now look where he is, making over $1 million a year, selling it to the useful children, the useful idiot children, who have grown up being brainwashed into thinking that this has never been tried before. Look how far he's come. Look how far he has come. But that brings me back to the basic issue of the day, which is, do you fear the far left? What if they do take control of the U.S. after the Donald Trump first couple of years? I mean, what? Let's go to November together, right? Let's just go to November together. It's a big deal. They're all fighting now over the midterms. The Dems and Repubs are fighting like crazy over the midterms. The Dems smell blood. There's blood in the water. And they think that they got a chance to take over 100 seats in the House to unseat Republicans. And by the way, a lot of Republicans are retiring or have retired. They've done their own internal polls and they're just bailing. They don't want to lose. So they figure they get out while the getting is good. So it's not bad enough that straight out Democrats might take control, but we're talking about the far left maniac wing of the Democrat Party might take control. And then what happens? What's going to happen to you? Forget about what would happen to the Republican Party, what would happen to Donald Trump. It's a given they would impeach him, and that'll go nowhere. It'll be just like Clinton all over again. We have a party of dummies, a country of dummies, and I mean the political class. They're amongst the stupidest people in the country. If they were legitimate and had a brain, they wouldn't be in politics. They'd be in business, or they'd be in something else, another walk of life, a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, something, a talk show host. Why would anyone go into politics unless they couldn't make it in anything else? Who else does it attract when you think about it? So what I'm saying to you is it's hopeless no matter what happens in a certain regard. By and large, it's a hopeless, dumb system. They impeached Bill Clinton. How many years ago was that? I don't even remember. 20 years ago? So for 20 years, the dumb party of the left, the Dems, are trying to get even with the dumb party of the right, the Repubs. Oh, they impeached Clinton, so we'll impeach one of them. They've been waiting 20 years, so then maybe they'll get Trump. And then what happened to Clinton? Nothing. He went on to make a bigger fortune. It shows you the power that they have, right? So, you know, if it happens, so what? So endless hearings on impeachment. Can you imagine that? If you think the collusion thing was bad, can you imagine living through the impeachment hearings if they come up? How long that will go on? It's unbelievable how mind-numbing it is, right? That's what I'm trying to get at. So this is what we're talking about. At least I am. But it's time already to move on. Can we move on to something else? Our brains, you know what's happening to our IQ from doing this? It's diminishing every day by about 5 to 7 points over and over and over again. Like it's the whole world. What the left wing wants us to be talking about. Can I talk about Dr. Zhivago? Where they'd actually lead us if we don't understand where they're trying to lead us to? I would safe a bet that if I talked about what I ate for dinner last night, my audience would be larger than if I talked about Dr. Zhivago and the coming left-wing revolution. How's that? If I told you my vision of the world through a lobster's claw, like last night I had a lobster. I never eat the poor things. I always feel bad for them, you know, whatever. But I know they're dead anyway. I always justify it. Since it's dead anyway, it's in the air. So I bought one last night. I had one in a restaurant. No butter. And it's one of the most delicious meat on the planet. But as I was gnawing on the flesh, I looked at the claw. This powerful lobster claw with the teeth. You ever seen the lobster claw? So I said, look at evolution. This animal is so beautifully evolved with a hard shell around its soft flesh and two claws that no human could ever match and wound up in a cooking pot anyway. So what does that tell you about all the tough guys out there who think that they're immortal and no one can touch them? It tells you that brains have always ruled the world and always will. You know what's going on. It's politics as usual, one side criticizing the other in order to gain advantage over the other and try and sway the public to vote for them. It's as simple as that. So what's going to happen? Let's say there's a complete reversal and they lose, the Republicans lose 60 or 70 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. And immediately thereafter, the new Democrat House under the gavel of God knows who calls for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Let's say the worst case scenario happens for those of us who believe in borders, language and culture. The outcome will be nothing anyway. It'll be a Bill Clinton redo. They will vote to impeach Trump. And then what will happen? Nothing. I did not have sex with that woman. They impeached her. And then what happened? Nothing. Nothing. So it's all sound and fury, meaning nothing. Meanwhile, Russia is celebrating Putin's summit with Donald Trump, saying the West has failed. Russia is celebrating Vladimir Putin's historic summit with Trump, claiming it represents the failure of the West. I don't know if you know that. Apparently, the president, who's been roundly condemned for appearing to side with Putin, while at the same time criticizing Washington, it's an interesting story because we didn't want confrontation with Putin. What is the point of a peace summit other than to come away with peace rather than war? Have you leftists lost your mind entirely? Do you actually think people wanted Donald Trump to go there and taser Putin in front of the world? What did you want him to do? Spit in his face? Punch him in the nose? What did you actually want? A peace summit is meant to end in peace, not war. And yet you warmongers on the left make believe you're the peaceniks or the doves when you're actually the hawks who want war. Make no mistake about it. The Democrat Party is the party of war. They are the hawks, not the doves. And so you can argue that Trump could have brought up some tougher issues, whatever they might have been, publicly, although I don't think that would have been wise, incidentally. I don't think that was necessary publicly. That's something that could be done privately with Putin, which he may have done, incidentally. But what would have been gained to get Putin's backup? Tell me. Is there anyone out there who's a skilled businessman, for example, rather than an idiot in the media, who understands what meetings are about? If you go into a business meeting and the minute you enter that business meeting, you start cursing the opposition and calling them names, that person's going to walk out of the meeting and you will achieve nothing. Have you not read anything about the art of the deal or the art of getting along with the opposition? It begins with peace. It doesn't begin with a smash in the nose. But that shows you how stupid the people are in the media. So, you know what's doubly odd to me? The media that's pretending to be so incensed at what Trump didn't say in Helsinki had almost nothing to say about his meeting with Kim Jong-un, who we know has slave labor camps, where at least several hundred thousand North Koreans are being worked to death. How come they weren't so incensed about that? What is this about this selective outrage amongst the members of the left-wing media? So look, here's the way it is. The lines are drawn. Those who support Trump will support him to the end. And those who don't support him will never support him. It's that simple. And I don't think anything's changing. The only audience that I'm trying to address on this show is the middle ground. The undecided, the independents. And I cannot believe that an independent who is by nature more intelligent than either the slavish worshippers or the slavish opponents, I cannot really believe that the independents are taking the media seriously in insisting that Trump should have basically insulted Putin publicly. I don't understand how in the world they can expect people to react to that. Have you tried it with your wife recently? Would you women who are listening to this show, let's say your husband did something that you detest. And if you go to a restaurant with him in public, I'm going to pick a public place. Would you choose a restaurant as a place to admonish your husband? Would you choose a restaurant and say to him, you SOB, what you, is that where you would do it? Tell me what would happen to your marriage. Now take that to a world stage. It doesn't work. It's not the way it works. I never heard of a summit where you go and insult the opposition. So the whole thing is either generated by stupid people or by people who actually want war. There's no other conclusion that can be drawn. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, your mechanic finds something wrong, and bingo, surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it, that's what. That's why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. But when you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. How? Call 800-CAR-6100. 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 Mention code SAVAGE or visit CarShield.com. Use code SAVAGE to save a big 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100. Code SAVAGE to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This was one of the funniest things ever to see Jim Clapper out there. I mean, is he still selling that awful book he wrote? Everyone's out there hawking a book now. Now, Jim, here's all we want to know. Were there other informants inside the campaign? Were there other people that you all sent inside the campaign? Lord knows who else they sent in there. They tried to say yesterday, oh, there was no one else. How do we know that? I don't trust these people farther than I can throw them.
Laura Ingraham, now weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Look out for an accident on the north side. It's on the East Beltway, 295 northbound. That's the ramp to Alta Drive. Traffic a little busy there. Now, if you're heading to Georgia, all the lanes of I-95 northbound at mile marker 24 in Camden County are closed there in Georgia because of a turnover accident. Expect delays. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, low 76. Thursday, showers likely, high 89.
How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can. It's online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-457-1681. That's 800-457-1681.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I want to talk about the coming socialism and ask you, if the communists took over America, and many of them are already in very prominent positions, notably we have a former communist who was put into the CIA, John Brennan, by Barack Hussein, whatever his name was, Obama, who was an overt crypto-communist who's done very well indeed, like all leaders of any communist party have always done. Obama came to do good, and he did very, very well indeed. Like all communists, they wind up on top. But I'm going to ask you something. Two things, actually. Why do you think the phrase mass hysteria is suddenly catching fire? And number two, what would you do if the far left took control of the United States government? Have you made backup plans? I know very intelligent people who are talking about moving out of America. Should the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrat Party prevail? You say that's hysterical. It can't happen. You're wrong. It's happened in other nations, and it can't happen here. And we know what they stand for. Do you know what they stand for? Well, they have a young lady named Cortez, which is easy to remember instead of the whole name job. I don't know why people need three names, three last names. Just think of her as the conquistador's granddaughter, Cortez, the kid from Queens, who speaks like a college girl. Unfortunately, there are hundreds of millions of idiots who don't know what they're talking about. And so they want free housing for all, free health care for all, free college education for all, free transportation for all. They want the abolition of ICE, which would mean no immigration or customs control. They want the abolition of prisons, meaning they want people released from prisons. You see, every rapist who's in there, they weren't really committing a rape. What they were doing was upset the apple cart, get even with an evil system. They want rapists released, murderers released. They call for everyone to receive a basic income. Now that's going on in Chicago and other cities, whether or not they work. So these are some of the platforms of the far left. And this disease, this mass hysteria, was begun in this country most recently by Bernie the Seltzer Man Sanders, who is the most dangerous political figure in American history. Far more dangerous than any ever seen before because he looks so harmless, doesn't he? Like a Jewish grandfather. Like everyone's favorite floppy grandfather, doesn't he? Old Bernie Sanders. Looks like he can do no harm, but he can do much harm indeed. He's already unleashed this Cortez person on us. And listen to her in clip three. Listen to how brazen she is becoming.
I come at it from a very pragmatic lens. You know, I didn't read a book one day and I was like, oh, I guess I'm a socialist. It was like, okay, well, I believe in health care for all. I believe in education for all. I believe in housing as a human right. And then if people are going to call me a socialist for believing in those things, like, all right, call me a socialist. Like, I don't give a damn.
See, this could run America. It's possible. You say very unlikely. Yeah, but possible. Because there are many idiots like her who think that these things come for free. I would like to ask you, is it time for Donald Trump to stop talking and tweeting for 2 weeks? Can he please go on vacation? Just for 1 second, this is kind, friendly advice for Mr. Trump. Would you please take a 2 week vacation? Nixon went on Baby Rebozo's yacht and didn't say a word. He waved from the back of the yacht.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I'm taking flight, I said I'll never give it up.
Savage.
You got to listen to Laura from Las Vegas with the amazing Genucel results. She said, I ordered Genucel and saw results immediately. The bags are going away, the lines are less noticeable, and my skin feels much smoother and softer, but there's more. The brand new Genucel Sunspot Corrector is here, and it's yours free just for trying Genucel today. You heard me right, just in time for summer. Finally, see those stubborn sunspots vanish, and those bags and puffiness, boom, gone. And for results in 12 hours or less, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. You heard me. Light, clean, and effective skincare that gives you better results and better skincare day after day. I've watched their results for 20 years. Want flawless, protected skin this summer? Then go to Genucel.com right now or call 800-SKIN-891. 800-SKIN-891. Sunspots, bags, puffiness, they got you covered. And with Chamonix's famous 100% money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So call 800-SKIN-891 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House is still weighing an offer from Russian President Vladimir Putin to allow the U.S. access to Russians accused of election meddling. In exchange, Putin wants Russian interviews of Americans accused by the Kremlin of unspecified crimes. President Trump called the proposal an incredible offer Monday. Sanders offered with his team, adding, we've committed to nothing. More than a month after North Korea pledged to immediately return some American war dead, the promise is unfulfilled. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the return could begin in the next couple of weeks, but it could take months or years to positively identify the bones. In a joint statement at their summit, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un committed to recovering the remains of prisoners of war and MIAs. On Wall Street, the Dow by 79 points, the Nasdaq down a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
WBOB News on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, your 2018 election authority.
Controversy has developed in the city council appointment of Terrence Freeman. Freeman was appointed by Governor Rick Scott to fulfill the term of Reggie Brown, who is facing federal money laundering charges. A former chairman of the Duval County School Board has filed a legal motion contending Freeman only began renting two bedrooms in a friend's home in Northwest Jacksonville a week ago. This only after his appointment was made and therefore isn't a legitimate resident of the district. Florida Daily reports U.S. Representative John Rutherford was honored for introducing the Students, Teachers, and Officers Preventing School Violence Act. He was given the 2018 Security Industry Association Legislator of the Year Award. A new poll has Jacksonville area Congressman Ron DeSantis ahead of Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam by 12 percentage points in the race for governor. The Fabrazio poll has a margin of error of 6 points. That's the latest from AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Matt Velez of Edward Jones bringing the Daily Financial Market Report. U.S. stocks were mixed today with the Dow Jones and S&P 500 up and the Nasdaq down. On the corporate side, Texas Instruments announced that the resignation of Brian Kutcher, who just assumed the CEO role on June 1st of this year. The resignation is due to a violation of conduct. In economic news, according to the Federal Reserve Beige Book, manufacturers across the U.S. are reporting higher prices and supply chain disruptions due to the new trading policies. U.S. Treasury yields rose today and prices fell.
Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. Hi, I'm Matt Velez, your Jacksonville, Florida, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let me show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals. Contact me today at 904-595-5955. That's 595-5955. Personal attention, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you sick and tired of the same old car buying blues, high dealer fees, annoying salespeople, and a difficult financing process? Dream Wheels offers a radically different car buying experience. We're a family-owned dealership without any of the same old car dealer dishonesty. We carry the finest like-new inventory, and our huge list of lenders offers us the best financing rate in the business for any type of credit. We get it done when everyone else can't. And remember, Dream Wheels equals dream payment. Come see us at 3955 St. Augustine Road. Call us at 574-9200. Or visit our website at dreamwheelsjacks.com. That's dreamwheelsjacks.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
On the north side, there's an accident on the East Beltway 295 northbound at the ramp to Alta Drive. Also, if you're heading north into Georgia, expect delays because all lanes of I-95 northbound at mile marker 24 in Camden County are closed because of a vehicle that has turned over there. It's going to take a while for them to unravel that. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, low 76. Thursday, showers likely, high 89.
Mark Levin next at 6. The Ed Dean Radio Show tomorrow morning at 6. Savage Now on AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Happen here, then you're really asleep. And I'm trying to awaken you to what they stand for, what then what you see and what you hear may sound reasonable, by the way. Oh, well, I can see universal health care. Well, we already have it, by the way. We already have universal health care. We have communist medicine in America. Free public college education? It's largely free anyway right now. What do you mean it's not free? What do you think city colleges are? It's free public education. The other stuff, the universal housing, you mean free housing? How's that going to work? Where's that going to come from? Well, let's see. All you liberals living in the suburbs in a three-bedroom, two-bath home whose children have left you, you'd be living in one of your bedrooms if you're lucky, and the other two bedrooms would be inhabited by illegal aliens, let us say in the MS-13 gang, or their wives or children would be in there, or bums from the streets would be using your bathrooms and your kitchen. There you go. There's your universal housing. That's how it works in communist systems. The abolition of the U.S. Senate, if you can believe this. The abolition of prisons. So they want to release murderers, rapists, mass murderers, mass rapists out of prisons. Everyone receive a basic income, whether they work or not. Isn't that great? Now, if you've raised children, which most of these leftists haven't because they're not family-oriented people, they don't have the guts to be a family man or a family woman, they don't have the ability to be a family person, which takes real hard work. If you ever raise children and you give them something for nothing, they become worthless. You have to teach a child the value of money, as I was taught as a child. I used to be told over and over again, I want you, Michael, to learn the value of money. My father used to say that to me. Now, my friends, by the way, didn't come from such a harsh background. Maybe they did okay. Maybe they didn't. But I was taught the value of money. I had to work for the whatever money I had, whether it was in a candy store washing dishes or working in my father's basement, doing horrendous work that a Bowery bum wouldn't do. I learned hard work as a young child, and it stuck with me to this age, to this day. I really don't know anything else. I'm not a man of leisure. I must admit I do not play golf. I must admit I do not play tennis. I must admit that I am not like the average middle American, which is not to say golf or tennis is a bad thing, but I don't play them. But the fact is that hard work is required for a child to get some character and some values. It's that simple. So, for example, if you have a house and you want your son or your daughter to, let's say, leaf blow the front steps or the driveway, and you give them $5 to do it, what's wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with that. I remember I told you the story. I had a friend who's become a, I don't know what he is now, I haven't kept in touch with him for 40 years. I gave my son a couple of bucks to clean my driveway. And this guy, who was always communistically oriented, because he didn't have the brains or guts to be a capitalist, drugs. He liked to get into the cabinet of the free drugs, and that's why he went into medicine. He had a doctor friend who used to use all the drugs, and he thought that was so neat that you can write your own prescriptions or steal the drugs out of the hospital. He liked that. Well, I haven't kept in touch with him, but he got mad at me for giving my son money to clean the driveway. He said, "You'll ruin the child." Well, I hope his son has done as well as mine, but he certainly didn't ruin my child by teaching him to do that, nor to work in Burger King in a pretty marginal neighborhood when he was 14 years old by taking a bus into this marginal neighborhood to work in Burger King. I don't think he liked it, but he didn't complain. My son was never a complainer, and he's done very well in life. He's learned the value of money. He's worked very hard all of his life. So if you give a child something for nothing, like an unlimited allowance, what happens to that child? What do they become? By and large, they become, well, okay, I can't generalize. How's that? I don't think they become as productive in their own lives and as strong in their own lives as need be than if you pay them or they learn to work from a very young age. So when you talk about a free basic income, which is being done in some small cities in America, in California, and now in Chicago, a basic income, whether or not they work, Who do you think of, Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, or Bernie Sanders? When you hear about universal housing and health care, it sounds good, doesn't it? Who is going to pay for that? When you hear about free public college education, free transportation, the abolition of ICE, getting rid of the U.S. Senate, emptying out the prisons like emptying out the Bastille, what you're hearing is the rhetoric of this Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, and the others on the left wing. And so if the socialists were working to take over further and further and further to the left, if the socialists should win and take over this country, take over its economy, what do you think would happen in your life? You probably haven't even thought about it because most of you think it's too far-fetched to ever happen. But I will remind you, it has happened in other countries that were once doing fairly well. You don't have to look any further than Venezuela. It was once a thriving middle class. They once had a thriving middle class. And then what happened? A brutal dictator was installed with fake elections. And then what happened? The economy started to collapse. And then what happened? The middle class fled to Miami and elsewhere. Many of them listened to this program because they're afraid what they saw there is happening here. Just as former people lived under the Soviet bloc, under the Iron Curtain, who moved to this country many years ago, they know what happens when socialism takes over. And so, again, maybe this is too esoteric for you, maybe it isn't. But all I know is that intrigues me, which is why I'm talking about it. So anyway, I could talk about socialism till kingdom come. The idiots are still going to go to the polls, especially the illegal aliens who don't belong in this country, who should be deported by ICE before they destroy our country, by the way, just to make a firm point. Let me make it even more firm. Most of these people run out of socialist, mafia-run hellholes south of the border. They come here for a better life, and what do they elect? A mafia, socialist hellhole of a nation is what they want to create here. It just shows you what useful idiots they really are for the worldwide socialist revolution that is right underneath the surface that you could just feel on the ground. You know, many years ago, there was a novel. It was so good. There's a character in it who's in his Park Avenue apartment in a very solid granite building, and he's putting on his tie and his tuxedo before a dinner somewhere in Manhattan, and he feels a rumbling in the floor, a rumbling of the coming up through the floor. Now, of course, if you took English 101, while there were still English teachers who spoke English in America, you know that that was a metaphor for the rumbling of the subway coming up through the floor. You learned, at least in English 101 at the time, was a metaphor for the rumblings inside his own life of things that were threatening him. You understand what I'm saying? That rumbling, that slight, everyone feels that slight tremor. Even he, the man who was on top, felt that slight tremor. Well, I feel that slight tremor. And I feel the tremor because I know the tremor, because I've studied communism since I'm 18 years old. And what you don't understand is that none of you will benefit from it. The worst of society will rise to the top. And many of you who are, let's say, well-meaning liberals don't even understand what you're feeding here, and that you also will be swept up in it and be swept away by it. So don't be taken in by a pretty schoolgirl from Queens who is selling you an outmoded system that has destroyed hundreds of millions of people around the planet. You will be hit by it just as well. I turned on the show that precedes mine here on KSFO, which is Rush Limbaugh, and I tune in, I tune out, I tune in, I tune out, like all of you do with all of our shows. And most of the time I can't take it once it becomes too much of a Trump fest. I can't handle it anymore. I can't listen to it for more. If I hear a Trump festomania, I turn the show off, especially knowing that it's all fabulously false, because these are the same people who mocked all the Trump supporters. So I'm going to believe a word that they say, to be honest with you. I don't. I'm an independent at the end of the day. So I listen to any. All of a sudden, he uses the word mass hysteria. I said, how's this happening that he and his minions are using the words mass hysteria when my new book is by that same title coming out in November? And what it's about is the mass hysteria mongers and their methods, and how we must look to history to understand the present and avoid repeating the mistakes of the past. And I discuss the cycles of mass hysteria that have roused the public for and against blocks of people or enterprises, beginning with the Revolution of 1776, the Civil War, Reconstruction, the Red Scare from the 30s to the 50s, the silent majority versus the hippies, the anti-nuclear movement of the 70s to 80s, which probably set energy independence back 50 years and more, And all of these different movements have one thing in common. Hate was hatched. And it was nurtured from dislike to vocal mass hysteria. Savage says that to slow or even break this insidious cycle, we must delve into the unspoken reality that there are always puppet masters behind these outcries. Men and women who convince the gullible masses that indoctrination is truth. And while exposing these forces in the past, Savage will more importantly unmask the individuals in the present who are generating this mass hysteria and why they are doing it. It is my most important book. It's the end of the line of all of these political polemics, because it's a history book rather than a straight political polemic, which the others have been. And it's the end of the road. That's it. That's the cycle. It's over. You know, everything has a cycle. Everything has an arc, and that's the last in the series. And I am talking about this today in a way because it's tied right into the far left and their naked embracing of the mass hysteria that socialism is good. Socialism has worked. That's the object that I'm trying to create for you in your own head today. Now, what I want to go into is traitors, since the word's being thrown around. Traitor, 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 traitor. Everyone's a traitor. So when I say the word traitor, what name comes to mind in your mind? We know Donald Trump's not a traitor. He may be controversial, but that doesn't make him a traitor. It just shows you how the language has been bastardized by the uneducated, illegitimate left. There are real traitors out there, and I'm trying to save the language from the debasement that it is going through from, I don't know what the source is. It's hard for me to put my finger on the debasement of the English language. You can blame an awful lot of different sources and programs for it. But the word traitor has a very specific meaning. And to use it as freely as the left has been using it recently does none of us any good, because all of us can be declared a traitor by someone else by using the phrase so loosely. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, we all wish we had more energy throughout the day. That's a given. Or sugar rush. We may turn to many products that may not actually work for us. And even when we try to add healthy superfoods to our diet, our body sometimes needs more than the food can provide. So how do you make more of your efforts to be healthier? I suggest you drink Super Beets every day. One teaspoonful of Super Beets, the recommended daily serving, provides the equivalent of 3 whole beets for increased energy and stamina throughout the day. So if you want to have healthy energy and make the most of your life and what you have to offer, give your body what it needs and start drinking Super Beets today. Call 800-481-0504 or go to SavageLovesBeats.com and find out how to get a free 30-day supply, indicator strips to test how it's working, and, of course, free shipping with your first purchase. Just call 800-481-0504, 800-481-0504, 800-481-0504 or SavageLovesBeats.com.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Housing starts down over 12%. Berkshire Hathaway sees the biggest gains in 7 years, and loss of tax credits could hurt Tesla sales. Those stories next.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
The Commerce Department reporting home builders nationwide pulling back the pace of construction last month. Housing starts fell as well, down more than 12%. Shares in Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway posting the biggest gains in almost 7 years. Berkshire Hathaway had $108 billion in cash and short-term investments as of the first quarter. Berkshire Hathaway, like many companies, benefiting from lower tax bills under President Trump. On Wall Street, stocks closing higher, the Dow up 79 points. Tesla executives worried about the loss of federal tax credits and what impact that will have on purchases of their electric cars. Tesla's mass market cars are rolling off the production line, but the phasing out of a $7,500 tax credit could raise Tesla prices out of reach for many customers. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 11 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
They're still clearing an accident on the north side on the East Beltway 295 northbound at the ramp to Alta Drive. And again, because of a serious accident in Georgia, if you're heading north on I-95, northbound at mile marker 24 in Camden County, all the lanes 95 northbound are blocked because of a turnover accident there. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, low 76. Thursday, showers likely, high 89.
70.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss, like a sign saying bridge out ahead, or the lifeguard announcing there's a shark in the water. But in the digital world, there may be no warning when it comes to cyber threats. And that's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever before. You see, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats to your identity, such as your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects your devices from ransomware, emerging viruses, and other online threats. And if you have a problem, their own agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But having new LifeLock with Norton means we'll warn you about the threats you could otherwise miss on your own. I want you to join now to get an extra 10% off your first year. It's a great deal. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code SAVAGE. Did you got that? You have to have that promo code SAVAGE to get that extra 10% off.
Mark Levin is coming up at 6. Now, back to Michael Savage on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
April in Paris. Well, the Savage Nation comes to a conclusion on this beautiful Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. And I wanted to end on a positive note. Staff said, don't do it. I'm not going to tell you about a Florida man who died after eating an oyster tainted with a flesh-eating bacteria. I will not tell you about it because they said it's not a positive enough story. So I promise you, I will not talk about the man dying after eating an oyster tainted with flesh-eating bacteria, because I know many of you want to go and shuck oysters and eat them, and crabs and things like that. And I don't want to end on a note that a woman I know who owns a Chinese restaurant in San Francisco, Chinatown, said to me that one of her waitresses was out because she ate a crab from San Francisco Bay. I will not tell you about that. I want you to go and get a net and throw it in the bay and eat tainted crab and tainted oysters and think that all will be well. And tainted politics. You can throw a net and cast it out there and pick up the Cortezes and the Bernie Sanders and pick up the tainted politics of Bernie Sanders, consume it, and if our society dies, from the flesh-eating socialism that they are proposing. Don't blame me because I tried to warn you. That's not a bad metaphor. It's pretty good. So let's go to michaelsavage.com, my website, of course, which I plug every day at the end of the show. Why? Because I like it. Why Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook won't ban Holocaust deniers. Now, that's an odd story, given that Zuckerberg bans a lot of right-wing people, a lot of conservative people. He won't ban Holocaust deniers, even though he's Jewish. Mark, can you look at yourself in a mirror and understand you're nothing but a dollar sign and a pair of pants? Can you look in a mirror and understand you're actually a biblical reincarnation of evil? You won't ban Holocaust deniers? Why? Because it puts a few shekels in your pocket? Sickening. Play the music. I don't want to get worked up at the end of a show. San Francisco opens up non-citizen voting for the school board. Isn't that nice? Isn't that democracy in action? Thank you very much. Liberals are branding Richard Dawkins Islamophobic because he said Allahu Akbar is aggressive sounding. Oh, God. No, that can't be true. This is how it starts. It ends with a mountain of human skulls. And notice that these hysterias that are threatening the very foundations of our logic and our freedoms, even our life, are not coming from the right. No, you were warned that it would come from those speaking German and marching to a German marching band wearing swastikas, weren't you? But where is the fascism actually coming from? Why, it's coming from those who are marching to a different drummer. Yes, they're marching not to Hitler, but to Karl Marx. And it's funny, isn't it, how a doctor lost his livelihood in England because he wouldn't use the correct gender pronoun. That if a man came in dressed as a woman, he refused to call him a woman. So they threw him out of the National Health Service, and he said he can never work in England again. And again, where did this fascism come from? Why, not from the right wing. Not from the right wing is trying to save England, but no, from the radical left wing, the most deviant, perverse elements of society will bring us all down unless we have the courage to stand up to their mass hysteria about political conformity. Well, those are my final words, not on the Savage Nation. I have another minute to go here. And so I'm going to continue with some more stories from michaelsavage.com. And I finally did post it. I've been waiting. I was trying to hold my fire. I couldn't wait one more day. I posted a link to Stop Mass Hysteria, which is available for pre-order on Amazon. I figured, well, you may as well start looking into it and read the subtext of it all. Other stories, and you get a free newsletter if you sign up on my website. Soros tried to paint himself as a moderate today in an interview with the New York Times. I love the interview. Here is the most, perhaps the most fanatical leftist New World Order, new Soviet-style leader, finally called out by Putin during the meeting with Trump. All of a sudden, he gives an interview with the New York Times, Soros did, trying to paint himself as a moderate. It was amazing. The hand in glove between the liberal press and these left-wing despots, that he could pick up a phone, call the paper, and get an interview where he tries to recreate himself for fear that Putin just might have him rounded up by Interpol and arrested for crimes against the Russian people. Amazing. I wish I had that power, but I don't. I'm simply a talk show host with zero connections to anyone.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Savage.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
Dine with the Doctor at Canterfield of Clay County. Enjoy a first-class meal and hear an informative presentation from joint replacement specialist Dr. Max Lincoln. When should I consider joint replacement? How long do they last? What is my expected recovery time? These questions and more will be discussed during a short Q&A after dinner. Dine with the Doc, Tuesday, July 24th from 5:30 till 7 at Canterfield of Clay County. Dinner is free, but reservations are required no later than July 20th. Call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your